2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
You know, when we often look at what a difference a day can make, this day, June the 6th, is one of those days that did make a difference in the course of history, clearly made a difference in the cause of freedom, because it was on this day, June the 6th, 1944, over 156,000 American, British, and Canadian forces executed what I think has to still be the largest amphibious military assault in history. Over 4,000 soldiers lost their lives on the beaches of Normandy, thousands more wounded that day. But those brave soldiers made that one day the beginning of the end of the war in Europe. Now, it was just a day, but it was a crucial day in the cause of freedom. And as we talked about a little bit earlier in the program, this whole important principle of remembering and an equally important principle of not forgetting. Forgetfulness, I think, is really one of our challenges in our modern society. It is so easy to forget and to just keep moving on. We do it every day. We have this race and chase coming at us 100 miles an hour. We have social media feeds that are just streaming a constant barrage of information. Some of it good, a lot of it meh, some of it bad, but we just keep moving. And even the good stuff that we get is often lost because something else popped up in our feed and we're like squirrels chasing it. And so on a day like today, as we celebrate the 79th anniversary of D-Day, it is a time to stop and to slow down and to remember. I've said it many times on this program, what we ignore or what we forget, our children are not likely to know. And what our children don't know, our grandchildren are not going to possess. It just doesn't happen. And so let's pause for a minute today on the 79th anniversary of D-Day. I actually want to go to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who was in Normandy, France today, where he delivered a speech on this anniversary day. Here's what he had to say about the battle.
It's easy to forget how desperate the battle was, how loud the clash was, how many things could have gone wrong, how many things did go wrong. But on D-Day, courage won out over terror, daring over cruelty, and liberty won out over tyranny.
Again, that was Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today in Normandy. He went on to say that these soldiers fought courageously against that tyranny in a way truly unique in human history.
Historians have known that free soldiers will fight more bravely than the armies of tyrants. The man who landed here on D-Day did just that. And they wrote themselves into the pages of history.
I want to stay with Secretary Austin. Again, this was at Normandy today. He said the soldiers who fought on D-Day left a legacy that not just endures the test of time, is not just in recorded in the history books, but should really carry all of us beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's open world of rules and rights was built on the shoulders of those who took the beaches, Codename, Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. Today's rules-based international order is the legacy of those who won the bloodiest war in history. And it is our task to carry forward their mighty work.
And finally, Secretary Austin said that we have a responsibility to keep the flame of freedom burning.
The eyes of the world are still upon the heroes of D-Day. They are upon us as well. And we will not let the torch of freedom go out.
Now, there aren't very many left who experienced that day. Those that are 100 in age and won't be with us all that much longer, which means the stopping and remembering and the making sure that we learn the lessons of that day are fully entrenched and fully engraven on hearts and minds, because that is the one sure way to make sure that tyranny does not get a foothold, that freedom continue to be driven forward. I want to go for a second to something written by the editorial board of the Deseret News today, talking about the invasion. The editorial board wrote that the remarkable thing about the Normandy invasion is that the soldiers involved fully understood what they were doing. I think that's an important piece of the puzzle. They knew that most of them were not going to survive the day or survive the storming of those beaches. But D-Day was a pivotal moment in World War II, not just for the U.S. soldiers, but for the Allied forces and for the world. And I think the way we look at things like that in history, it's so easy to just forget about it or to think it's some movie that we've watched depicting something that took place in World War II. This is reality. And unless we're fully steeped in what the reality was, there's no way for us to really understand what the current reality is. Because if you don't understand the price that was willingly paid, you can't understand the blessing that it brought. And so to me, again, that is the test of a day like today. Is it just another June day? Is it just another early summer day? Or is it a day that we really reflect on the legacy of those who knew full well what they were being asked to do? They knew full well that their chances of surviving the day were not great. But knowing full well what was at stake, those heroes stepped up. And they leaned in. And they did the impossible, clearly the improbable. And it turned the tide in the course of history. And everyone who breathes free today should be grateful for that. And then we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to do? We may not be asked today to storm a beach or to potentially sacrifice our life. But there sure are a lot of things that we could do that might honor those who paid that price or who were willing to act heroically, to act greatly in the face of tyranny. And so that's the invitation today. So what is it? What are you willing to do in your piece of all of this? All of you that are listening are breathing free. We've all been given a great legacy by those who were willing to act greatly in a crucial moment in history. And so what will we do? Doesn't have to be anything on the front page of the news. Doesn't have to be anything that's going to be written in the history books. But are we willing to do something today that might make a difference for a neighbor? Would we be willing to put down our weapons of war, whether that's a pen or a keyboard or an argument? Are we willing to lean into the conversations we need to have in this country about a whole host of things, from racism to immigration to poverty to addiction to a host of other things? So what are we willing to actually do? D-Day is an extraordinary day with extraordinary heroes, and we carry that legacy, which also comes with a mighty responsibility. I'm Boyd Mathison. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.